Welcome to Life-Giving Water Messages, where I expound upon the Word of God and through the internet deliver it to you. Today's message is part one of a five-part series entitled The Inn, and today's specific message is entitled No Room. It is based off of Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. Let us dive into the Word today. At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All returned to their own ancestral towns to register for this census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, to whom he was engaged, who was now expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no lodging available for them. Amen. There was a priest who once went to his childhood church to preach the good news to the people there. Now, his father had been the rector at that church back in the day, and so he was very familiar with this church family. Now, you might be wondering, why on God's green earth would he go to a church to share the good news, right? I mean, that's kind of like preaching to the choir, is it not? Well, you see, this priest had experienced an encounter with the Holy Spirit. Now, he had been a priest for a little while, and he had done all sorts of things, mission trips and whatnot. And, you know, he all of a sudden, though, came into contact, into a real encounter with the Holy Spirit, one that made him realize the unrelenting, powerful, and amazing grace of God. And he, in the process, had found an assurance that no matter his shortcomings, he was saved by the grace of God through Jesus Christ. Wow, what an assurance to have. And he wanted to bring that same message of assurance to his people, in the way that you would want to share an awesome new Christmas gift with your people, or an awesome new experience that you've had with your people. He wanted to bring this message of assurance to his people, to spark new life in the spirit at that church, just like he had done at other churches. Sounds like a good thing, right? He'd be welcomed with open arms, right? Wrong. The rector who was serving the church at the time shut his doors on this priest and told him he was not welcome to preach from that pulpit. In essence, this priest was told, "Sorry, pal, there's no room for you here at this inn." Now, you might be curious, why am I using this scripture on the first Sunday in Advent? Why the birth narrative? Shouldn't that be saved for Christmas Eve? I mean, don't we save the whole story about Jesus, baby Jesus, and his birth for the night before Jesus was born? Isn't that what traditionally happens? Followed by us singing Silent Night, holding up candles? Well, that'd be pretty hard to do together over a podcast, but typically that's the way it goes, right? The truth is that for this series, entitled The Inn, it made the most sense to start off there, at the inn, where Mary and Joseph were told, "Sorry, no vacancy, no room for you here." Now, oftentimes we read this text as if the folks, the innkeepers, were cold-hearted for turning Mary and Joseph away. However, the text is not written that way. We read that into it. It simply states that the Holy Family had to settle for lodging in a stable, and they had to place their newborn baby son, Jesus, in a manger or a feeding trough because there was no lodging available to them. Indeed, many people were visiting Bethlehem because it was where their ancestors were from. And Augustus Caesar, or Caesar Augustus, had decreed that a census be taken throughout all the empire. Now, why would you do that? Why would you do that? Well, there are a number of reasons. Certainly, one of the reasons is for tax purposes. You know, make sure that everybody is accounted for and make sure that you're bringing in the most tax revenue you can. Another reason you would do that is to see how many people you have up and coming that can serve in your military. So there are a lot of different reasons why you would take a census and why countries and empires and kingdoms take censuses. So Caesar Augustus decreed that a census be taken throughout all the empire. And so naturally, if people are returning to their place of ancestry, their place of where they're descended from, lots of people were going to be flooding into Bethlehem and other cities to go register for this census. So the inns were full. Perhaps some of the innkeepers were jam-packed and could not take in one more person. Perhaps having a woman give birth in their inns was too messy, too much of a liability, and would, by Jewish law, defile anyone, especially the innkeepers who were more than likely going to have to clean up after the bodily fluid. The fact of the matter is, inn after inn turned down Mary and her husband and would not allow them in to have their child. How many of you can put yourselves in the shoes of the innkeepers? Be honest. God often calls us to open our doors at times when it just does not seem right to do so. Or we feel we are at our capacity and cannot let another in. God gives us opportunity after opportunity to take a risk and do the right thing, to open our doors to people and to take them in as one of our own, stranger or not. Yet, we find reasons, sometimes rational reasons, to shout out, "Sorry, no room here." That's what happened to John Wesley, the priest I opened this message with. He showed up to do what God had called him to do, but the priest of that particular church, Epworth, and by extension the congregation, closed the door on him and said, "Sorry, no room here." Now, did that stop God? Absolutely not. You see, my friends, John Wesley, though he was, I'm sure, dejected and felt hurt that he wasn't allowed into his own childhood church to preach the good news, and it's not like he was preaching anything controversial, though it was controversial because that's how far afoot the Anglican church had gotten at that time, but I'm sure he felt upset and a little dejected by that, but he didn't allow it to stop him. Instead, word spread that he was there and that he was going to preach. And instead of preaching in the pulpit, he chose to preach in the cemetery outside of the church because they couldn't stop him from doing that. And tons, in fact, double the amount of people that showed up for that Sunday message that the rector was preaching, double that amount showed up in the cemetery outside of the church where John Wesley stood on his father's tombstone, because he was short and he wanted to make sure everybody could see him. He stood on his father's tombstone, his father's grave, so that people could see and hear him, and he preached the good news of God's grace to all of the people who showed up. And these were common people. These were people working in the mines. These were people who were working in the fields, people who were common and often forgotten by the church. So one innkeeper said, "Sorry, no room here." And yet God still found a way for that message to get spoken through John Wesley to the masses that needed to hear it. Friends, we start with the birth story for this reason. We, like the innkeepers, often shut the door in Jesus' face. If Jesus were right now in the caravan coming up from Latin America up to our border, would he be allowed in? If Jesus were among the LGBTQ community, would we have room for him here? If Jesus was one of those homeless people who seemed to milk the system, would we open our doors compassionately and gracefully to him? Would we welcome him in as one of us and give him the opportunity to help and teach us as we help and teach him? If Jesus came here to preach a sermon that might be too political for our liking, would we welcome him into our church, let alone listen to what he has to say? Throughout this Advent season, I would like you to take a journey into the inn within you, your heart. Let us examine some of the ways in which we may be closing the door in Jesus' face, so that when Christ arrives, and my friends, Christ is coming. Let us examine the ways in which we may be closing the door in Jesus' face so that when Christ does arrive, we change our response from "no room here" to "blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord." Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we know that you are challenging us with this message today. For Lord, there are many ways in which all of us are shutting the door in your face rather than opening it wide and welcoming you in. Lord, teach us how we are doing such things. Show us how we are closing the door in your face so that we may be aware of it and we may change it, so that instead of closing doors, we become door openers to your message, to your grace, and to your love, and to all who seek it. We pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. And so I would like to thank you for tuning into this message. Again, this is part one of a five-part sermon series, message series called The Inn. And this message was specifically entitled "No Room." I would like to invite you to tune in to next week's message, which will be part two, and continue with us and journey with us through Advent. In the meantime, I'd like to invite you to check out our podcast, which you can get at lifegivingwatermsg.org. So check out my podcast at lifegivingwatermsg.org. And you can also catch it on iTunes, Google Play Music, and Spotify. Also check out Reverend Sal Sermarco and my podcast, The Party On Johncast, which has an episode being released tomorrow, Monday, December 3rd. Check it out. It is a great podcast, a lot of fun, and we think you'll get a lot out of it and be entertained in the process. So check that out at partyonjohn.org and again on all of the aforementioned podcast outlets such as iTunes, Google Play Music, and Spotify. In the meantime, friends, remember that you have been richly blessed so that you can be a blessing to others. Go in peace.